Yeah, Hal is trying to live to be 105, like the lady with the gin-soaked raisins. And earlier, we were talking about making peanut butter chocolate milk, Weigel's peanut butter chocolate milk Russian. So, Hey, good morning. Phil Show on the air, News Talk 98.7. It's still kind of cloudy. You may see a drizzle on a windshield. Then it goes away. Not as warm today, but maybe the wind will lay down. It might even feel a better. If you got outdoor activities, we've got to run a bunch of errands, get them in today, because the rain is going to start probably tomorrow afternoon, and it's going to keep raining for a while. And there's probably already, flood advisories ready, the folks ready to pull the trigger. You know, even just this morning, we have talked about people, well, certainly the pandemic, stimulus, all the things that are happening in the future. And I said this, I believe now we're more optimistic than we were a year ago or when we, everybody started locking down. I don't know if it's time to be optimistic about our money or not, but Jim Brogan is with us. Jim Brogan. Brogan Financial. He's the president and just a dang nice fella. How are you, Big Daddy?
Well, good morning, Phil. I'm doing better than I deserve. It's a great week, and the weather's beautiful right now. The sun's out.
Yeah, right.
I know there's a little bit of sprinkling this morning, but the sun's back out, and it's just a great week.
Yeah, man. So everybody at your house healthy and all that stuff?
Thank goodness. We did come through COVID. We all got it right at the right before the new year, and we came through it okay.
Wow. Okay. So maybe it's good you got the antibodies and all of that. Jim Brogan continues to educate us not only on the air but through webinars and seminars and things like that. Let's start with this. Right now, folks are I guess getting their income taxes ready. Ain't gonna be long. This year, next year, do you see these taxes going up because of all the money being spent, or are there some surprises this year? Jim Brogan, tell us about that.
That's a great question, Phil. I do see, I think in the next 5 to 10 years, let's look at it that way first. In the next 5 to 10 years, I see a very high probability of a radical change in our income tax system, because of the money we're having to spend right now due to the pandemic. Now, so I think it's going to change dramatically. I don't know that it's going to change dramatically this year or next, because Congress is so narrowly divided. Anything substantial, and people know you don't raise taxes in a pandemic, in a recession.
Right.
You just don't do that. And the only thing that might would happen would be for people that make over $400,000 a year. Biden has talked about that. Biden's talked about raising the corporate income tax. Those two things could end up happening. At the personal level, I think if you're under $400,000, I think it's unlikely in the next 2 years, because that would be more radical, and I don't think Washington would support that. There'd be at least one or two senators that would probably break ranks in the Senate from the Democratic Party. So, but in our future, I think substantial change is likely, and so we need to be thinking about that now in the way we do our tax planning for down the road.
Well, yeah, and I just wonder, too, this is just a crazy question, kind of an addendum to that. Do you think any of the deductions that were taken away will come back, like home mortgage?
Yeah, well, under the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act, that expires. In terms of the personal income side of it, it expires at the end of 2025.
Okay.
So the standard deduction goes back down, and the caps on things like state and local taxes, they go back, those caps are removed. So, before the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act, Phil, about 70% of taxpayers took the standard deduction. Now it's about 90%. So I would expect, if there are no tax changes by 2025, that we'd go back and more people would be itemizing again and getting those deductions.
Right, but you think, you said we're in for a radical change. Do you think that will come sooner rather than later?
I don't know. I think in the next 5 to 10 years, and I think it ultimately will depend on the makeup in Washington, quite frankly, on how quickly that comes.
Okay. As the stock market seems to hit highs, and with everything going on in the world, if you are an investor and you're moving things around, or your advisor says you should or you shouldn't, what should investors do? And is this thing going to correct itself and go back down?
You know, Phil, I've got a crystal ball in my boardroom that my staff gave me several years ago, and believe it or not, the daggum thing doesn't work. I can't figure out. I think there might be a battery compartment or something. No, I mean, I'm joking, but, you know, in the short term, the shorter term the forecast, Phil, the more it's a guess. And the challenge is, you know, we have bear markets and we have bull markets, and we know we have all those things. I could sit here and make a case for a correction in 2021. I could also sit here and make a case for a good stock market throughout that we continue to hit new highs.
Right.
I think the key is to not try to time that. You do want to take advantage of opportunities that present themselves and be smart. But I think trying to time that can be a very dangerous game. And instead, I think the key is any potential needs for cash or for income over the next 5 or 6 years should not be in the stock market. Because you're just gambling at that point. Whether emergency needs or retirement income, money you're going to draw for retirement income should not be in the market. Monies you need in the next 5 or 6 years. And that way, you know, whether the next correction comes this year or next year or in 3 years, your market investments are invested for 6 or 7 years down the road. So you have time to run through the inevitable ups and downs.
Jim Brogan from Brogan Financial, he's the president. We're going to take a quick break because we've got some horrible traffic. But coming up, some of us are knocking on the door of Medicare. Some of us are knocking on the door of, okay, I want to be done. I want to spend the winter in Florida. I want to be here in the summer. And well, I want to talk about that and the webinar that may help us with that. Here now. Pete Michaels, we've had a mess this morning. On Saturdays, a couple of times, like 9 and 3, you hear More Living with Jim Brogan. I think he had Mayor Jacobs on. Before that, I think it was Mayor Kincannon on. And Jim Brogan, you know, allows us to... learn from his vast experience about financial wealth and retirement and things like that, and we appreciate that. It makes it easy for even somebody like me to understand it. Jim Brogan from Brogan Financial is on with us now. Before the break, we were talking about those of us who are knocking at certain doors, we'll say. Talk about the future of Social Security and Medicare. Should we be worried about these things as we who are approaching that time for taking our Social Security and all that to Medicare? Should we be worried about that?
Phil, I don't think that we should be too worried about it being there for us. I think we need to be very worried about how we're going to pay for it. And this kind of goes along the lines with the discussion we had about taxes likely to increase in the next 5 to 10 years because, you know, Medicare is really the elephant in the room. Everybody worries about Social Security, but Social Security can really be fixed pretty easily by doing things like raising the full retirement age, maybe from 67 to 69. And, you know, there's been some other proposals to change some of the benefit structure, especially for younger folks. Mm-hmm. Medicare is the one that's going to be harder to pay for. And so as our population ages, I think it's not likely that those things will be taken away or dramatically reduced. I think that it's more, how are we going to pay for it? And, you know, we're already, our debt is, you know, we're at $27, $28 trillion of debt now, and it's continued to climb. So we just got to figure out how we're going to pay for it.
Yeah, these are and you look at that, or if I do, it kind of breaks my brain. So now, well, let's look at toward the future. We talked about you didn't see that going away. We got to pay for it. So, and you probably are going to talk about this in your webinar coming up on next Thursday. Talk about what trends you might see, and what, if you are an investor, what I mean is there a no pull? I mean, is there a completely lift the pedal off of something, hit the brakes, whatever?
Well, that's a great question, Phil. I think there's three things in the next 10 years. I'm very excited just about where I see the United States and the world going in the next 10 years in terms of, not, let's not get into politics, but in terms of innovation. The level of innovation that we're seeing, the COVID-19 has really created a maybe once-in-a-generation pivot in what we're going to see with innovation, and that's both in technology and in healthcare. Okay. And it's exciting to think about. I mean, the way we even work is completely changing before our very eyes. And I think the way we engage, the way businesses engage consumers, I think everything is going to change with technology, healthcare, and also energy and renewable energy. So that's kind of exciting of how much change we may see in the next 10 years. Now, second thing is, the amount of digital transactions to pay for things is just going to keep skyrocketing. Cash is going to be less and less of a factor. People are already not using cash very much. Very few people even write checks anymore. We live in a digital world, and it's going to get more and more digital. So it's going to be interesting to see how that evolves. The Pacific, Asia Pacific is way ahead of the United States in terms of their embracing of digital technology in terms of money transactions.
We're running short. I want you to talk about your seminar Thursday from 7 to 7:30. That's 5 steps to successful retirement planning, 2021 and beyond. Talk about what's going to happen Thursday as we wrap up here, Jim Brogan.
This is a live webinar. It's complimentary for listeners of News Talk 98.7. It's from 7 to 7:30. I'm going to present for about 25 minutes, and we're going to take some Q&A. It'll be via Zoom. So it's a live virtual webinar, 5 steps to successful retirement planning in 2021 and beyond. We would love for you to take a look at joining us. If you go to broganfinancial.com and click on webinars, again, broganfinancial.com, you can click on webinars and you can register for this complimentary webinar.
Well, and I love that. I mean, that you are educating us, and certainly folks, and for a lot of people, it can mean the difference between, you know what, I need to know this, and now maybe they'll make an appointment with you and find out more, and they can grow their wealth into retirement. We can all live. Oh, kumbaya. All right, we'll hear you Saturday on More Living. Jim Brogan, thank you very much. And one day we'll be back. One day we'll get to be back in our Brogan Financial Studios.
Yes, sir.
I see that coming, right? Phil Schoep, News Talk 98.7 WOKI, 9 o'clock fun hour coming up. Yeah.